Welcome to Becoming Iconic, a global multimedia and mentorship brand that will lift you into having the most exceptional lifestyle and business. I am your host, Jen Spiegel, and as a mom of four, a seven-figure high-performance mentor, editor of a magazine, and the host of this top podcast, I have a lot to share with you. This podcast has been created to talk about all of those things that will support you in both your life, business, as well as leadership. I believe in having a life and business that gives you ultimate fulfillment, and this gets to be your reality. That's why most conversations here will shift many of the paradigms that you've likely been participating in. Be ready to be stretched in both your thinking and in your doing. You will hear advice and wisdom from my 16 plus years of experience building businesses globally alongside of raising a family. And you'll also hear from many other industry moguls. Don't forget to follow on your favorite social media platform. It's simply Becoming Iconic. And while you're there, check out the most recent edition of the Becoming Iconic magazine. I just want you to know something. You're in the right place. And I want to thank you for being here. Welcome back to the Becoming Iconic podcast. This is the agency edition, and we have the one and only Morgan Andre back again, my personal creative director, as well as your creative director when you hire through the agency, the Becoming Iconic agency. Morgan is exceptional. She does the magazine. She does Becoming Iconic and really all the visuals you're seeing, and has really been one of the key players and partnerships within Becoming Iconic and our executive roundtable. So she is back. We are going to do a really fun get down and dirty. What is out? What is in for branding in 2024? So welcome back, Morgan. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you. I'm excited to dive into this.
Yeah, I bet. So it's just been a bit of a trend we're seeing online right now of like what's out, what's in, and people really declaring certain things. But I also thought it'd be great for you to give your perspective from a branding place of what is out and what is in for brands in 2024. So without further ado, I'll let you run with what is out, what is to be left behind.
All right. First thing is letting your brand be everything that you like. And that's visually. So like what I'm talking about is, let's say your favorite color is turquoise. I love that for you. I really do. But is that what your ideal client is connected to? We had talked before about color and what do colors mean? So if you, let's just say you look up, what does that mean, that shade of blue? If it's not in line with your overall keywords, it's not in line. And that's okay. You can enjoy that color in another way. But bringing in so much of like your preferences versus the intention of the brand itself, I feel like can really start to throw everything off. It throws the messaging off. And yeah, it just creates like a break in the connection that you're ultimately trying to have.
I love that. And I agree. I mean, turquoise is something I love. I still love vintage beachy pictures, but it doesn't have a place necessarily in the brand, the company that I'm building. I can still enjoy those things without them being immersed and being that like beacon within the brand. So thank you for that. Totally agree. And I'm seeing a lot of people too, like literally when we're meeting with them on those deep dives, they're like, well, I love pink and I want everything pink.
Like, I love pink too.
Yeah, we all love pink, but I mean, if everybody is pink, we're just going to all start looking the same.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I think that that's where you have to step back and say, okay, I do love these things. And this may have been the original idea, but we have to step out of that and think about what is our ideal client going to be attracted to? And what are they feeling ultimately?
Amen. What's another out?
Another out is going to be DIY. Don't shoot me for it. Like I said before, I like DIY, but if you are planning on scaling your business to a point that is iconic, okay, we can't do that DIY. Even with, let's say, some of your favorite influencers, and they started off as like these smaller brands, you're getting to know them, they're building that connection. There is always a point where they go with an agency or they need a professional. So you can think about it that way. You know, there's a point in your journey where you don't know everything, and that's okay. It's just, are you willing to do what it takes in order to grow to the point where you actually want to be.
I agree. And I feel, I just wrote down solopreneur because it's a podcast I'm actually going to be really diving deep into this as well, because yes, we all start as solopreneurs, but we're not meant to stay there. And you're not meant to be all the people. If you think of a company and all of the executives that go around that table as they have boardroom meetings, it's not one person talking to themselves in a room and being wearing all the hats. They have these professionals, these experts, these people in their zone of genius supporting their vision. And when you have that, you know, yes, it's an investment. And I think a lot of people are so scared of the investment, but that investment is so full of return, not only because you don't have to spend all this time in Canva trying to figure it out, forcing things, being frustrated, depleted, all this energy is going towards something that isn't your genius, when really you're best serving the clients, being the face of the brand, showing up on your stories, recording a podcast, whatever it is. So I agree. There is a starting point where this can support you, but the faster you can have the experts join you and partner with you, the better it is all going to not only be, but feel.
Yeah, that's something that I learned from you, just about, you know, transferring that energy. This may be something that you started off doing, but there comes a point where that depleted energy starts to show up in your brand, and there's no need for that. If there's someone else that can do it and that's their main solid focus, their energy is going to be, you know, injected to that in a way that you just can't, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And thank you. I agree. And energy is sacred. If we do not have energy, if we're depleted, it is never going to be that potent version of ourselves out there in the world, which is a necessity. It's not a hope. It is a necessity if we really want to build our leadership and stand out and apart from the crowd of the marketplace. I love that. Do you have a third one?
I do. And it's copycat branding. Now, the whole point of branding is the journey. So if I'm supposed to take you, if I'm a coach and I'm taking you now on the journey of this product page that I really love and that I love their branding, and, you know, we're going to end up in the wrong place.
Yeah.
So it's that copycat. You can absolutely, and people do this as creatives, as business owners, you can draw inspiration from. But once you do that, it's your job to take it to the other place, take it to the other level. So I really try to discourage our clients when they're like, oh, this is the branding. This is, I want this.
Yeah.
There's a whole list of goals and ideas that this other business has that are not in line with yours. So I really discourage that. Not only from like an ethics point of view, but really just, you're not going to end up where you want to end up following someone else's lead. So you can absolutely draw inspiration from, and I love that and encourage that, but it's your job to take it somewhere else.
Yeah, you're right. And we had a client back in 2023 that we had to say, this is against our values and our ethics. We cannot copy this person's website. And they were adamant that they want their website to be identical. And we had to really stand in our world-class leadership and say, that is not something we can produce. And if that's what you care to do, we'll be unable to do that. What we can do is use this as our source of inspiration. We can look at what you love about this website and make it your own iteration. Take that inspiration and put it through the lens of you. And it's going to be even better and more spectacular than this one because it's yours. And it's, we're stacking upon what they've built. And so it actually becomes an even more, I don't want to say better, but more well-rounded version, because we're learning through that experience and then adding on what we already know since that one has been created. So that was a really interesting point. We, you and I navigate a client where it just was against what we do in the agency and the agency we host. It's about world-class, iconic branding and experiences. So I agree. And I've also been someone who has been copied. And it is a horrible feeling. Yes, we can spin it and like say, oh, but it's such a compliment. People want to copy you. And I get it. And yes, there is truth to that. But it also is a betrayal when someone takes something that you have, you know, invested in. So when I invest in you as a creative director, that's my family's income. Like I'm investing and paying for a service. my thought, our thought, our work, and then to take that and pretend it's your own is, to me, I don't know, it's way out of integrity. And
it's a yucky feeling because it is, you know, if done right, this is personal for you and it's personal to the business. So to have someone want to take that as theirs is, it just feels bad.
Yeah. Yeah. So I really love that out of copycat. Let's all be in our leadership. Let's all be in our integrity and realize that, yes, of course, I even have, you know, I have those certain brands that spark inspiration where I'm like, oh, I love this. But you also know every single time I say that sentence, it is followed with, how can we recreate this into becoming iconic in our own way? I always do that, not only for personal accountability, but for team accountability to say, I don't want to just like recreate. I want to take this, utilize this to spark our own inspiration and make something fabulous. And that is, I believe, the leadership of a company that can withstand the test of time. Copycatting it won't last. It's going to be... I was going to say what Kyla says, and you know you were in the mastermind, but she says a fart in the wind. It always makes me totally off topic, friends. You're probably like, what? But anyways, you had to be there. So let's move into ins. We have some outs. So just before we go that, everything you like, out. Mm-hmm. DIY, out.
Out.
Copycatting, out. Okay, so let's just leave that behind. Looking forward, what's in?
I only have one thing that's in, and it's connection. And that is, especially with showing up in an authentic way, branding your business in an authentic way, with the intention to connect with your ideal client. That I feel like everyone wants to do that. It's just businesses get kind of in that little hamster wheel of like wanting to sell, 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 right? But then you're forgetting that, you know, nobody likes, you know, people that come up to their door, like trying to sell you, like no one likes that. The initial interaction is not good. If you're even opening the door, you want to have a situation where you are creating this authentic connection, whether that's you showing up authentically, just so people get to know who you are. And then at that point, you become someone that they trust and someone that they value, and they value their opinion and value their offerings, right? So then once you actually have whatever you want to sell or market to the client, they're already there. They're already in there with you. And I feel like one of the best books, I talk about this over and over because I love it so much, is called Superfans by Pat Flynn. And it talks about creating connection and how you may have, and this is why it's important to like not really pay attention to the likes and things like that. It's the engagement is what is really teaching you whether what you're doing is landing, because you're creating this connection through the engagement. But yeah, I say all that to say that connection is what is going to grow your business in a way that you wouldn't even imagine outside of, you know, having the perfect marketing strategy. It's, do people actually believe that you're able to give them the value that you're saying? So connections in.
Connections in. And I love that you brought it into authenticity. And I love that you brought that into responsibility and leadership, which is really what Becoming Iconic stands for. I mean, if you bring it right, everything down to the seed that started this all, it's leadership, how you're leading all these different aspects of yourself, your business, your life. And I really appreciate that, because I feel like what that does is say, well, it marries your thoughts together of like, you know, it's time to bring your brand forward in a really sophisticated, professional, gorgeous way. And as you're doing that, not to fall behind that, because I am guilty of this in certain ways where the branding's just been so beautiful, it almost becomes a little bit of a crutch where I didn't show up as fully in my business because the branding was so beautiful and the story graphics you were doing, I was like, oh, stories are up. But nothing beats people seeing you, hearing from you, and you deepening the beauty that is being created through a creative like yourself. So that was a big lesson for me as well. There was times, and even as recent as 2023, where I just noticed where connection started to fall back because I was leaning in on these gorgeous graphics you were creating versus making that connection, being relational and showing those behind the scenes pieces of myself. And I really appreciate that. I agree. I believe relationships, community, connection, it is what we've all missed so much. And I feel like last year we all got a little bit of like our mojo back for that.
Yeah.
And now it's not that we are craving it. Now it's like we're demanding it.
Yes. Yeah. Your ideal client expects that.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of businesses are kind of having to readjust because before you could, you know, hide behind these really beautiful graphics, and they are important, sure, to show that you are a professional and whatnot, but it's that connection piece. People have been starved from connection for a really long time. So now it's like, all right, well, in order for me to, you know, invest in you, you're going to have to invest in me too. And I don't think that it was always like that. So it takes some adjusting for sure. No one wants to, you know, you don't have to delve into your deepest, darkest thoughts. But for someone to get to know you and get to know the brand and what it stands for and why it was created, it's really just those little simple things that you are expressing, and your ideal client is going to connect to that. You can think about some of your favorite brands and why you like them and what really draws you. Sure, it may be the visual portion, but there's something else there, whether you know, are recognizing it.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Well, I love this. And I feel like it's such a big call to action for people listening to realize that it's not a one or the other. It's always an and, always a both. And that is another message I say over and over and over again, because we swing these pendulums constantly. And what creates this unsettledness in our lives, in our business is, okay, I'm going to hire someone and then I'm going to let them do all the work for me. And so there's nothing of you. And then, oh, wait, I'm going to do it myself and save the money, which people say, or wait until I make more money, then I will. I'm like, okay, well, you'll be waiting forever. But, you know, over here and not having that professionalism, it's always this blend in life. It's like allowing these things to collide and mix and mold together. That is the sweet spot. And so remembering this, friends, is as you're listening, it is a both always. So what could you do to make this more about your client, which is also connection, not about you? What could you do that heightens your brand so that as you're showing up and connecting, it also looks highly professional and it's really magnetic and beautiful? And thirdly, by you standing up and connecting, you're also avoiding the copycat, because copycat's easier when we're not showing up to just use somebody else's words, language, and look. But when you're showing up, there you go, right away. How can anybody copy you? How can anybody reiterate you when it is your personality that is shining through, and your genius and wisdom and your experience and so on and so forth? This is the differentiator. You want to stand apart as a brand? You are the pivotal piece to that. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. That is the key. And that is the moneymaker every single time. You can take the same. I mean, that's why there's a million bottles of water. You know what I mean? Like, the product is the same, but there's something different about every single one of them. There's a reason why you will choose, you know, vitamin water over, or I mean, that's a bad example, but you know, like over all the other things out there. It's you. It's the authentic part of you. And the easier, the more you do it, the easier it becomes just to really step into that and step into that power and realize that even though it is scary, unnerving, whatever, people need to hear what you have to say and they want to hear it. There's always an audience.
I agree. And what happens is we fear showing up online or showing our face or being that connector. And until you step out on that skinny branch, the business never will come to the full circle moment that it deserves. You deserve it to be at. Your audience is waiting for you and your readiness. And readiness, the feeling, never, ever, ever comes first. Never. The readiness, the feeling, the confidence always follows action. So if anything from this podcast, it's really important for you to know that you're, it's not going to be where one day you wake up and feel confident to show your face on stories and do a live and, you know, really allow yourself to be seen and heard and felt. It's not like one day that's going to arrive. It's the doing, the actioning, the going before you feel ready that will provide that feeling you're really essentially wanting to embody, which is that confidence, that conviction, that readiness. It's going to follow the boldness, the audacity of your leadership, and you're willing to go first. And when you're willing to go first, oh, friends, that's the leader people want to follow.
Oh, for sure. Oh, I loved that. That was good.
That was good. That was good. You know, this is another agency podcast. I think this is just an important, I'm just so thrilled to be doing this because, you know, I love sparking inspiration and leadership. And, you know, I'll continue to do that forever and ever. But I also know there's a lot of people watching Becoming Iconic who was like, how do you do all these things? And why and how and what? And I really wanted to create some more strategy and mythology, I suppose, behind everything they're visually seeing and absorbing. And again, you are a key component to that. So thank you so much again for being on the podcast. I love you. I love you. I love you. Friends, if you're looking for more of Morgan, more of the agency, and of course, there are lots of ways we can support you. Morgan can support you, whether through creative direction, social media guidance. We do strategic partnership calls. We do all sorts of things that really allow her to just infuse her genius into your brand. And so if that's something that feels like you're curious around, just reach out to the agency. Again, come to our DMs. Becoming Iconic Agency is the Instagram handle. And we're always there for you. One of the team members will get back to you right away. And we look forward to spending time with you. So thank you, Morgan.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for being here. Your time and presence means the world to me. If you would be so kind to leave a 5-star review so more people can learn about Becoming Iconic, that would be such an act of generosity. And please go download and read the newest version of the Becoming Iconic magazine available at becomingiconic.co. Now let's go make it a great day.